Good risings. I'm Liz Earnshaw, and this is Hash It Out. This week, we're talking about self-betrayal, which is when we do things that are harmful towards ourselves and our best interests. Often, self-betrayal is coupled by a deep desire to stay connected to someone else, so we disconnect from ourselves in order to maintain that. There are many reasons why this might happen, and it doesn't mean anything is wrong with you. It might be the result of modeling or trauma or just maybe a way of engaging that you've learned works for you to some extent. What is important here is how you can shift into learning new relational skills that help you to show up for yourself while still showing up for the people that you love. Being aware of both pieces of the relationship. This week's listener shares, "Dear Liz, I've been living someone else's life and dream, and I don't ask myself what I want as well. How can I start inserting my own goals into the picture if I don't even know how to identify them in the first place? Sometimes in our relationships, we compromise in a way that means we support one person's dreams for a period of time. In reciprocal relationships, we trust that our time will come too, and we have space to talk about and plan out both people's dreams. But sometimes there's an imbalance, and one person's dream becomes the focal point, while the other person's dream is forgotten. It can be hard to even remember what you might be passionate about or looking forward to. If you find yourself in this position, I recommend that you reflect on a few things. Number one, look back at your past. When was the last time you recall having some of your own dreams? What were they? Even if you think that they're silly now, I want you to write them down. Number two, after writing them down, take time to see if you still connect to any of them. If some of them have slightly evolved or changed, or maybe some no longer apply. Number three, pick one of the dreams that you still connect to, either exactly as it was or in its new evolved form, and draw a picture of a ladder. On the top rung of the ladder, I want you to write down that dream. Now, go to the very bottom rung of the ladder. What is one very small thing you could do to work towards that dream? For example, your dream might be to learn Arabic, so you'll put learn Arabic or speak Arabic at the top of the ladder. And then at the very bottom rung, you might just put Google the steps to learning Arabic. That is how basic we are talking. You have to start somewhere. Number four, fill out a few more rungs and then leave the rest empty so you can fill them in as you become more aware of what you'll need to do. Lastly, let the other person know that you're going to be making more room in your life for some goals of yours, starting with this goal in particular. It might sound like, "Hey, honey, I've noticed I've been really consumed with focusing on everybody else's goals over the past year or so, and I really want to make a good effort to focus on some of my own as well. I think I'm going to start by working on learning a new language, and I really want us to find a way to make it so I can dedicate an hour or so a week to really focus on that." Then you're really going to need to work on holding boundaries around that goal as you work through it. Remember when we talked about boundaries, you need those self boundaries and you need boundaries with other people. So you're going to have to stick to the plan and actually dedicate time to learning that language. And if people interrupt that, then you're going to have to say something to them about it and hold your ground. Tune in tomorrow as we continue to explore self-betrayal. If you have your own relationship dilemma, send it in. I would love to hear from you, and you can email the questions that you have to questions@goodrisings.com. I'm Elizabeth Earnshaw, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. You can find me on Instagram @LizListens. Thanks for listening to Hash It Out. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to check out the other Good Risings offerings available in our feed. Until then, love on your loved ones, and when that gets hard, tune in to learn how to hash it out.
Good Risings is presented by Cavalry Audio.